been waiting too long. So I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. So we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, dropping black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Heard we the best, but I ain't the one that got sip. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it.
Good evening, good evening. Welcome to another edition of that Brown Holy Water. It's your boy Handsome, live in the building. We got a special guest, but I need my team, everybody introduce themselves. Let's go.
Yeah, I already know what it is. Black success. You know what I mean? I'm the only one that car sitting on 22s. It's illegal, but I got it anyway. I let your boy.
It's your favorite tomboy, Danny, a.k.a. Georgie, whatever you want to call me.
Yo, it's Auntie Tanya, the favorite immigrant. What's up? I'm here.
And today we have a special guest, platinum artist, recording rapper, Mano, in the building.
Hey, what's happening?
What's good with your brother?
How are you?
Danny. Never heard that before.
Don't stop your shit. Danny. Yes, they call me Danny sometimes.
Danny, I like that.
All different people, but go ahead. All
right, Mano, we basically, you know what I'm saying, if you ain't introduced to the show, we just here to talk shit about regular everyday topics and shit.
I like
know?
That. I like everyday topics.
We go
man.
Through your gram, yeah, man. You a little, you got a little philosophy with you. I'm the, like the L-A-H, Sophie, but you got your own thing. I ain't gonna hate on you or nothing. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But today we gonna start it off. You know, we know you just released a single not too long ago about fuckboys or whatever.
Boys, yeah.
So we gonna talk about one of the personality traits. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna talk about dick riders.
Dick riders.
Yeah,
oh,
man.
God. Dick riders.
What's your definition of a dick rider?
Dick rider is a nigga that you don't he don't have no problem or no limit in what he do, like as far as his association. Like, you see this nigga with this set of cruel niggas, you see him with that set of cruel niggas, you see him all around, and nowadays they call it networking. Nowadays it's like dick riding is legal. Like, I come from a different era. I come from a different time. Like, niggas get called out for being dick riders and all that. Like, all that blick riding and all that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see a nigga with these rappers and that rapper. Like, how many rappers you with rappers that don't even like each other?
It's true.
You understand? Pick a side, nigga. But I mean, we living in a different time. Dick riding is almost fashionable now. It's like cool.
Pair of jeans.
Yeah, nigga, it's like the hottest thing.
Nah, I don't you know what the hottest. That's kind of
it, my
but
nigga.
You right,
listen,
yo,
let me
right.
tell you something, my nigga.
People don't care,
right? Social media is what control the wave right now, right? So if we see niggas so called lit because of their associations, right? Oh, this nigga with that nigga. Oh, he must be lit. Oh, every time I see him, he with different rappers. What happens? That helps to create a trend of dick riding for the sake of being hot on social media. So these young niggas are seeing other niggas do it, and they seeing that these other niggas is being accepted because of that, then it's cool to do it. Like, it's nobody's calling that a foul.
Right, right. I feel like that's kind of dying out now. It gotta transition into something. Like, when it first started, it's right. like you could take pictures with a whole bunch of people.
Right.
And now your gram is popping. Everybody right. following you. They think right. you know these people.
Mm-hmm.
Although whatever celebrity you're taking your picture with, they're not really smiling. It's not like a friendly smile because you don't know the motherfucker.
It's not stopping like, these niggas from still continuously doing it. Like, I don't know how much club action is in your life.
Right. A lot. I'm a club promoter.
You're a club promoter? So you're
yeah.
outside
March 9th, club tie. Yes, first thing. Thanks to all of you.
There you go. then you it's a different kind of animal with these niggas and their phones. These niggas is running up a different kind of way, my nigga. These niggas from down the block and still poke like, yo, I'm over here with the homies. You understand?
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna be honest with you. So it was a time Game came to Brooklyn.
Game
came to Brooklyn.
That was nasty.
I went to the rapper Game.
Right.
I went to Lust. that night. I'm usually in there. I went to Lust that night. I said, you know what? I'm gonna go to Lust. I'm gonna go smoke some hookah and have a drink or two. I was disgusted.
Indeed.
I had to leave.
Indeed.
Because it wasn't girls.
Shout out to Brooklyn.
It wasn't girls. Now, that was a lot of queens in there.
That's a shot, my nigga. That's the last one I'm gonna take.
I'm sorry, I'm on the queens nigga head. That was it.
It was disgusting in there, bro. And I just had to leave. But then he did the video, and that was even more crazy.
Right.
Because I'm
Real quick. Let the ladies touch on how y'all feel. Y'all see niggas dick riding other niggas or whatever. Like, how y'all feeling? What's your definition of a dick ride?
I think a dick ride is somebody who just has no identity. Like, you don't know who you are, so you're trying to attach to whatever you think is on or it at the moment. You know, like, it's just, all right, this nigga lit because he got cars, this nigga lit because he raps, this nigga lit because he got a lot of bitches. I'm just gonna get as close as possible to him and praise everything he does, including the bullshit and fuckboy shit and dumb shit he's doing, just so I can get the hype he's getting. And that's because you don't know who the fuck you are. Like, if you know who you are, you know what to stay away from and what to avoid. And if you don't, and if you can't tell that apart, you a dick rider. You jump on everybody's dick.
But there are niggas who are just habitual dick riders.
Habitual. Like,
they know exactly. They know exactly what they're doing.
They know what wave to jump on.
It's called the opportunist. The thing is, they know exactly where they're going. They like, damn, this nigga's lit. Let me figure out how I'm gonna get to. I'm gonna do anything and everything.
I'm gonna jump on
it. And I'm gonna jump on that dick. Like, exactly. Some real fuckboy bitch. But
so basically, you don't need money anymore. You don't.
You just need a good gram. That's it. And you just need a door open. That's
social media has got us to a place where people live two lives, and that's the life they live in real life, and then it's the social media life where they try to portray a certain type of image and they want people to think a certain kind of way, right? Some shit that happened that I really don't understand, like, I seen a nigga get beat recently, right? I seen a nigga get beat recently and then jump on his gram and say, yeah, man,
I saw that.
I'm so comfortable out here in my Gucci flip-flops. Nigga run up on me and get shot. And I just didn't understand. But niggas just beat
crazy.
You
yeah, that was crazy.
On camera. Like, what are you... Like, no joke, all joke. Like, right. not even to be funny. Like, seriously, my nigga. Like, is something mentally wrong with you? Like, the shit that you post and you still selling gangster shit? You still want us to buy gangster shit? When we seen a nigga go up in your mouth in front of your family and you run out, you still gonna sell us gangster shit? This is bozo shit.
But you gotta... A lot of gangsters think that they could tap out whenever they're ready, you know? And then some people...
I don't know no gangster like that.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Tap out?
Meaning that they could just put the car down. I'm not gonna gangster for the next couple of years. Now I'm gonna be a family man.
Right.
People's on go time at all times. All
right, but not to cut you off, bro, but fuck being a gangster. You a man.
Yeah.
This ain't about being a gangster, my nigga. That gangster shit, like, a nigga that's who he is who he is. I've been in the game, 10 years, you can't find one interview where I said I was a gangster. Not one. Who you are gonna speak for itself. People gonna tell your story. But I'm talking about being a man. When another grown man put his hands on you and how you react in that situation. Yeah. And then after that situation, you talking about shooting niggas and shot and getting niggas hit in jail and all this other shit. I'm just saying, from a man perspective, this is what I mean about social media in real life, because that can't be your real life. That's what you portraying on social media, and you want us to believe it.
Right.
We not buying it though, because it don't make sense.
And we just called you out because it's public that you got your ass beat. So you publicly got your ass beat, but you're still trying to keep up a persona, and people see this because they already saw you get your ass beat.
But you still selling this street. You still selling this hood gangster, savage. Killer, like, real nigga shit, like, my nigga, like,
that's a sickness.
It is a sickness.
That's a sickness.
It is a sickness.
That shit is
real quick to bring it back to dick riders, though. You think it's a fine line between dick riding and, like, a true support? Like, you know, sometimes a motherfucker supports you, but you just riding.
Well, I don't think I'm gonna tell you what I believe, right? I believe that in such thing called fans, right? I'm gonna tell you what I don't like. I don't like when a grown man come up to me and say, yo, what up, big homie? Yo, I ain't on no dick riding shit. I ain't on no groupie shit, but I just want to take a picture with you. My nigga, why are you even putting yourself in the same sentence as a dick rider or a groupie?
Facts.
Do you know what a groupie really is? Because it's, you see what I'm saying? Like, ain't nothing wrong with asking for a picture of a nigga that you like or letting a nigga know that I was a fan of you. Every nigga that I was able to meet, every nigga that I met when I got on, I told him I was a fan of him because it didn't make me feel no less of a man. When I met Jadakiss, I told him, yo, my nigga, I love you. When I met the niggas that I looked up to in the game, I told them, yo, you helped me through my time. I grew up off you or whatever the situation was. It is a fine line between that, right? To answer your question, you got supporters, you got real fans, and then you got niggas that just go out their way to just do shit that they just shouldn't be doing. You understand? Like, why are you standing outside this long, my nigga? You scaring me. You're making me nervous. I mean, I don't know what that is. Like, this is some other shit. Like, you know what I mean?
But when you in a game for a while, you can see the type of people. Like, you could read right through them. The person who's trying to, like, figure their way out. Figure their way in. The person who genuinely supports. Like, they just carry themselves a certain mm-hmm. type of way. Where you know what it is. There's a lot of people out there who just trying to find their way in, and they mm-hmm. don't care what they'll do. Like, oh my God, like, you're the best, and you're this, and you're that. What you need? You need any? Like, you need this, you need anything, let me know. You can't do shit for me, bro.
That's why I think it's like a fine line, though, because I don't know when, it seemed like now when you support somebody or you show somebody, like you said, you're a fan, they already associate that shit with dick riding.
And that's wrong.
That's what I'm trying, like.
That's wrong.
We got to try to separate. It's not wrong being difference. A supporter.
It's a difference. I'm gonna tell you like this. Check this out. If you a nigga that is in any city and you hear that certain rappers or certain celebrities is coming out to the club, and then you calling your nigga like, yo, bro, yo, Meek is in the city tonight, son. He gonna be at Angels tonight, my nigga. Yo, what up? We going? If that's your purpose of going to the club every time, because certain niggas is in the club or certain celebrities, you a dick rider.
Facts. Facts.
If you the nigga that,
but on the flip
calling
side,
the promoter telling them, yo, I want a table next to Future.
Oh, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you put me next to Future. Like, niggas literally is out here.
Niggas will pay for that. Niggas pay a little extra for that.
Extra for that. What are you talking about?
That possibly could not.
Like, losing their mind to be next to niggas. Niggas is losing their mind to be next to niggas.
It's like, a time and a place for like, everything.
That's like, no lie. Like, when I was in Vegas, boom. I heard Trey Songz gonna be at Dre's. I'm like, oh, I'm in there because you know Trey gonna bring out the girls, not because of Trey.
The conversation is different.
Yeah, yeah.
The conversation is this.
Yeah, but you know when certain
Trey
dudes
gonna
town,
be there, or he gonna bring out the bitches. Man, fuck the bitches. I'm trying to get over there to the niggas. Yeah. Like, that's where these niggas is at nowadays because it just be nothing but niggas in the club on top of niggas trying to impress niggas. Niggas trying to impress niggas is dick riding. Mm-hmm. Like, that's. You purposely in the club specifically, but not because the rapper is bringing the bitches out, because you elbowing a bitch just to get next to the rapper. Like, you went to All Star Weekend for no reason. You ain't booked out there. You ain't get a dime. You spent your own money. You ain't pick up a bag or nothing. You stood around. You squeezed your way into a motherfucking party, and then it broke a bitch neck to get in the picture with motherfucking whoever was popping right now.
There's
I literally saw that.
There's a picture of Young Jeezy. He was at Lust. And you know, when you go to Lust, they bring mm-hmm. you all your singles mm-hmm. and shit. They get mm-hmm. sit everybody at the same spot.
Mm-hmm.
And when he was there and they bought him all the singles,
mm-hmm.
they took a picture. And the picture was like, yo, this shit was so
old
crazy.
Men
it
like
was
this.
All
men.
I know what you're talking about.
Like,
it was me.
Nigga, it was dudes like this.
Nigga looking in his eyes, staring at him.
Looking in his eyes. And I'm like, yo, this shit is wicked.
I used to tell niggas a long time ago, I've been in places and shit in my life, my nigga. Like, even like when I was in jail, I would not like stare niggas back. Because to me, I didn't know what that meant. When the nigga was ice grilling me, I didn't know what that meant.
That means you got a problem.
I didn't know if a nigga was staring at me, because he had a problem. And I was afraid to stare back because I didn't know where his intentions was. I'm thinking, man, if I stare back, do the nigga think that I'm gay? Because to me, if a nigga had a real issue, then I would know. It wouldn't need no staring, mm-hmm. right? So I say all that to say these niggas look too hard. I don't know what they looking at because in that picture, these niggas is probably with their mouth open looking at this nigga, staring like...
Facts.
You understand what I'm saying? Like
I can't believe I'm here.
Yeah, and I can't believe this nigga's right in front. I'm smelling this nigga and all. Like I smell Jeezy. Like, smell this nigga. Like.
Or they, you know, another angle is sometime they, you know, get into the club, you know, Mano's in the building, and they feel like that's a proper place to have a business meeting. And
no, it's not. I'm in here for the hoes, my nigga. I'm not here for that.
Yo, Mano, I rap, son. I know it's mad bitches. I rap. Like,
I wouldn't say that. I don't classify that as dick riding. I classify right. that as a nigga just does not know how to separate.
You don't have
pleasure
etiquette.
Time and business time. That's right. this ain't really for the place for that, my nigga. Right. Niggas over here is on drugs. Niggas over here is drinking. Niggas over here is setting up threesomes and foursomes and fivesomes. Niggas is out here trying to take women home. Niggas is not thinking of. Niggas is thinking about, you know, getting a bitch number. Like nobody thinking about nothing else. Having a good time, listening to music, making sure the DJs is playing the right set of music, shit like that. Right. Yo, my nigga, I rap when we hear something. Niggas is numb. You talking to this nigga? He can't even hear you.
Oh,
this nigga
line,
is numb.
Call the person that put the T-shirt on.
Call him black.
Yo, man.
I was with Nas one day, right? We was booked together at a venue. I want to say Boston or somewhere in that area. And some niggas ran up on us. Me and Nas was talking, and we was in a club. And I seen him say this to somebody, and I've been using this shit. Nigga went to hand Nas a CD, and Nas said, "Nah, my nigga, I can't take that. I get sued for that."
What? I get sued for that.
It's a good line.
But it's real, though, because if you take that and then, you know, you happen, it's a beat or something later, a nigga be like, "Yo, I gave that CD to him," and then, you know, it's he got the same beat, he got the same hook as me. Mm. It's all type of discrepancies out there, so it's like, I guess, look, I can't take that, bro. I get sued for that, you know what I mean? And that keep me away from the bullshit because it ain't a time and a place for that. Like, this ain't CD passing time, you know what I mean?
Right. Tanya, real quick, guys, the fine line.
I think there is a fine line, but I support is somebody who's not afraid to check you also. A lot of people want just people who are going, yes, 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 yes. If somebody is looking out for you and somebody supporting you and they want to see you grow and they want to see you be successful, if they see you slipping, they'll pull you aside and be like, "Hey, T,
right.
What's up? Like, facts. I peeped this," or like, "You're going down a certain road." That's a supporter. Fans don't do that shit. They will support every single fucking thing you do, even if it's bullshit. Even if it's something that could ruin your career. You
but
know.
Even if it ruins your career, they on to the next person. That's
the
difference.
And,
like,
and
the
they'll
support
jump.
Is going. Oh, damn, and you fell jump. Off. Damn. Who's the next highest person? Who's next? That's
who's
exactly
next?
How I be.
Black.
Yeah, and I go through this kind of shit all the time.
Oh, please.
For real, they always want to jump in my car and shit, man. Shit is crazy, man. March 9th, meet me at Club Todd. Y'all already know what it is. A lot of money in the building. Chip.
Four wheel drop. You ain't got nothing else.
I hope it snowed that day. You heard? I'm praying it don't.
Oh man. Lastly, then. So we kind of touched on it earlier, but why is it so acceptable, like you said, for this generation, and like how you think it could be fixed? Just like dick riding.
I've been running the campaign. You ain't seen it? Lame niggas on the way out.
Yeah, we were...
Lame niggas on the way out. That's the campaign. Like, we got to make it uncool to be, you know, just a whole ass nigga. Like, you just hoe yourself around. Like, you don't have no dignity, no pride, no nothing. You let a nigga stick his dick in your ass for a record deal. Like, you'll do anything for anything. Like, where's your pride? Where's your manhood? That then became not cool because they didn't feminize everything. Like, it's almost uncool to be a nigga like me. You understand? So we got to kind of shifted thinking a little bit. You know what I'm saying? That's why the song is so important, because we basically saying, my nigga, all you niggas is really not them niggas. You know what I mean? And it's just the culture. It's just the culture in general. It ain't like about the niggas, like, oh, am I talking about rappers and all that? It's just the culture. Like, it's just been, it's cool to be a lame. It's cool to be a dick rider. It's cool to run around with, you know what I'm saying, $1 million worth of bullshit, fake ice jewelry. You see the nigga getting, you see the fucking clip I put up with the nigga? You see all that shit around his neck?
They think it's cool, too.
Cool to go in a jewelry store, real jewelry store, go through the, let try on shit, back up a little bit, take pictures and put it up like you lit. It's cool to do that. Like, it's okay.
And
yeah, it's okay.
I just thought it. I feel like you are one heck of a motherfucker to have fake jewelry and then want pictures of somebody that have real jewelry. Like, it just look.
Well, nobody really cares. Nobody's really running around testing your shit. Like, here's the thing with the whole diamond tester thing. Niggas is testing. You see everybody. Oh, my shit lit. My shit lit. But let's not see. This is something I never even said in public. All these jewelers will give you a replica watch with real diamonds in it, my nigga. Let's like, come on, all right. And the only way to know that the watch is real is to open it up. Come on, my nigga. Stop acting like that's not happening.
That's a fact.
That is happening. Everybody got 100 bands for a watch. Everybody.
Facts.
Everybody. Facts. Everybody. Some of you niggas' living conditions don't add up with the shit that y'all wearing.
Big facts.
But big facts. Am I supposed to believe that? All right. But you know what? It's nobody. Listen. It used to be a time growing up when niggas, if you didn't have a certain type of status in the street, you couldn't even have jewelry.
That's a fact.
So that time is over with.
Yeah.
I'm mature enough to understand that, right? But y'all want me to believe that all this shit is right. Okay, bro. If you say so, we hear you.
Taking all that fake jewelry, we heard going about in the club, taking pictures next to.
Go, sorry.
Just to kind of answer the question, like, the problem is we started valuing images and not valuing substance.
Women still fucking them. That's the problem.
Facts.
No,
that's exactly what it is.
I'm not saying that. As women still fucking them. Women can fix all that.
The women value the picture. He's taking pictures with this. He's taking pictures of this house. He's taking pictures of this vacation. He's taking pictures of this. So I'm convincing myself that's his life, is his lifestyle. So I'm hoping if I could sexually charge it to get part of that. Like, if you actually sit and have a conversation with certain people, you'll know that shit is bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all motherfuckers really run up on someone because they post a dope picture or the picture is telling you a certain story. We have the conversation all the time about filters. That's this. It's like the same analogy. Like, you have a raw picture, and then you do things to it to make it look the best it could look to get the best attraction. Same thing, people in their life. This is my life, but I'm gonna position it and angle it a certain way so it looks better to
you.
You don't see the holes in my face. You don't see the dark circles under my eye because I put the light and the filter on that shit, so you think I got perfect skin. And even though you know Tanya probably got perfect skin, the picture is telling you I have perfect skin. And you see it enough times, you can convince yourself. Mm-hmm. If you see somebody do some shit enough times, you can convince yourself that they're rich or they're up there and they're not. But you should start valuing people by substance. Have conversations. What the fuck is it they posting? All you do all day is post jewelry? What the fuck else do with your life?
But you gotta understand too that these bitches don't care because they don't got substance.
That's too.
So bring back if you substance. Don't got substance, you got the dick rider trying to get next to the real nigga, so he doing whatever he needs to do to get next to him, and then you got the chick who doesn't have any substance chick. Doing whatever she got to do to get to the dick rider. Mm-hmm. That's the circle
and
right
circle
now.
Of
like,
life.
Niggas don't even they not even trying to get to the real nigga. They just trying to look like it because they don't have it in them. They don't have it in them to be a real nigga or a chick with substance.
They don't have it in them to stand alone, to stand on their own.
That's a fact. You gotta stay on your own too.
That takes to stand on your own takes courage. It takes a lot.
Mm-hmm. Definitely does.
To create your own wave takes it may be the longer route, the harder route, you know, but it's not the easiest. It's maybe easier, especially now when it's a lot of times about who you stand next to, opposed to the actual product that you're selling. Like, niggas don't care about the quality so much. But if you if you associate it with the right people, then they may make your quest easier.
Mm-hmm. That was a good way to put it. That was real good.
And, like, and the girls don't know the difference.
Like, girls wanna,
listen, bitches,
ladies, close your legs, man. Like, fuck the real niggas, man. The motherfuckers crazy. Doing the podcasts, motherfuckers throwing the parties, March 9th at Taj. Yeah. Fuck them motherfuckers first. You know what I mean?
But what is a real nigga though? Because they don't know. Every nigga that got two legs is running around saying he a real nigga.
That's fine.
Right? They don't know the difference. They see anything bright. Then the nigga lit, like, he with all, like, they don't really know unless they really
been around
long enough to have some experiences and some substance to see the difference in solid niggas or niggas that just be running their mouth, niggas that do whole shit, niggas that, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's different. Like, they, it's hard for them. It's hard for 21 year old right now that just started working in Lust as a bartender to know the difference.
Facts.
It's hard.
Facts.
Gotta get some more role models in this motherfucker, baby.
It's not even role models. Like, it's like, go with your head on. Like, all right, like, as a woman, let's say I wanna pursue someone with a guy, and he has money, he's portraying he has money, I'm dealing with him. All right, your pictures look nice, and you spend money on certain shit. How is your mother? How are your children? What are you doing towards the people in your life that you're supposed to value? How can I fuck with you and you buying all this shit and your mother's still living in the basement and not doing, and your mother's not in a certain position? How you so up, but you leave your mom to suffer?
But by the time you ask that, we already fucked. By the time all that shit coming, I'm dicks off,
you know,
man.
What?
I'm on,
you know what?
Up,
you're right, bro. Yeah. You're right.
You know
all
what?
Different shit
I ain't got
on.
Time for all that philosophical shit. Yeah. Yeah. My mother actually liked the
you
basement.
You went a bit too far. Just like, I'm gonna be honest with you. by the time you done gave me the pussy, you didn't even know my mother. Like, you know, we didn't even get to that conversation.
Mother,
like,
I'm a
y'all fucking win though. But I peep stuff like that. I'm just saying. Before even give you a chance, I peep stuff like that.
Bitch, I don't know.
But even before that, you can tell. You can tell what type of time a person is on by the way they approach you or just how they act regardless. Like, you could tell. Facts. I don't know. Like,
that's true or not true, because people wear masks for mad long.
People do wear masks, but it always comes out in some type of way. Even if you the type of nigga that's just trying to, like, woo a girl or whatever, you could see right through that. You talk too much. You get what I'm saying? Like, you just gotta pay attention to the mannerisms. It ain't hard.
You know the niggas that always throw other niggas' names around. You know, I know this nigga, I know that nigga, I be with this nigga, I got this amount of money, I got this, I got that, I could do this, I could do that.
God stay knows.
Them niggas is the worst.
I hate a name drop, though. God knows.
You know what I mean?
Club Clever, you know what I mean?
They writing for Lil Wayne and shit.
Yo, son said he wrote for Lil Wayne, my dude. That was crazy. Ooh. Yo, son, nigga so told... No, talk about... A motherfucker told... we in the studio, a motherfucker trying to flirt with Danny. Motherfucker say, yo, listen... I get you a feature with fucking Little Vicious. I looked at him like, nigga, what?
That's my friend.
He told me he wrote Lil Wayne How to Love.
No, that motherfucker was
who's this? I don't remember. What is
this? This type of niggas you no. coming in contact with? How do you even get in the same universe as this nigga?
Yo, nah, don't blame me, son. Don't blame me, son. I got
you niggas start stripping for you and all that, right?
Nigga took off his shirt. Nigga don't got
nigga
no shit on in
his pants. He trying to get Danny, man. Danny for.
What's it my fault?
Danny running around out here giving fault. Niggas chances.
I ain't giving nobody
giving
no
niggas
chances.
Niggas idea for a chance. Like, I could get her.
That gives you a free feature, my G. That's, you know, Little Vicious is lit, though.
Little Vicious.
All right, we going to wrap up that first topic, Dick Rods. We're going to jump into the next one. We're going to talk about street codes, basically. We're going to street codes 101. Snitching. What is snitching?
That's self-explanatory.
It's not really not self-explanatory, man.
A lot of people confuse it.
It's very getting confused now.
Is Troy Ave snitching? No, I'm not. It's a question. Is he snitching?
I would say yes.
I would say yes, because my definition of snitching is if you're a part of the crime and you're giving out free information about that, then you are telling.
What do you mean? Free? What do you mean? But
if you're a part of the actual crime, if me and you committed the actual crime, and I'm now volunteering information that could possibly get you in trouble, I'm a snitch. I'm telling. So under though under that definition, I would say that particular person that you just mentioned is talent. That
particular
right now.
Person.
You know what I mean? Doing a lot of interviews.
I think talent. Anytime if you say you're a street dude and you're involved in the street, you're supposed to have no contact with police. You're supposed to not tell no story, not your side, his side, nobody's fact. Side. If it come down to it, you living the street life and you a thug and some shit happened, you gotta hold whatever happens. Until you do your time, then come on.
So is he telling them what happened? What exactly is
happening?
Don't know.
I don't know.
I've been hearing some things that I ain't really get a chance to really focus on it. But is he taking the stand?
From what from what's been heard, it sounds like he's going to take the stand. He said, "I have to tell my side of the story."
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? So and you saying
that was chilling.
He was on. I'm saying he did an interview in the Breakfast Club, and he said he basically broke the scenario down, like what happened, like. Somebody got shot. You fight for the gun, then you know what I'm saying? And then they saying you did it. He said, I gotta tell my side of the story. Like I can't go to jail for somebody else.
Mm.
But my thing I said, if you're a street dude, you gotta hold that. You can't have no contact or talk to the police about nothing.
What does he mean? So what does he mean by are they trying to blame him for it?
I guess they're trying to blame him for the murder that happened.
How? He's
going to tell his side.
No. He's telling because he's saying he has to tell because they're trying to blame him for the murder? Is that what he's saying?
Yes, that's what it sounds like he's saying.
Okay, but how? He's never been charged.
His I don't know. This is what he said. That's what he said. Correct. But you got to go based off his charge. His charge is reckless endangerment. That's it.
But this is what he said at the studio, though.
Is he saying that he's telling because he has no choice because they're trying to blame it on him? Is that what he's saying?
That's
what he's saying.
Okay, let me stop you right there. He's never been charged with the murder.
So
you have no reason for telling?
Hold on. I'm just asking, has he been charged with the murder?
No.
Is he charged for his own situation or?
He got his own charge for something he did.
Right.
Reckless endangerment.
All right, but he had guns or something like that?
Correct.
So he charged with his own situation?
Own situation.
Ain't got nothing to do with the...
Nothing to do with the other thing.
Oh, so...
He's snitching.
Oh, I'm just asking. I don't know.
So good, man. I like the way you ask questions.
Yeah. Trying to figure it out. I don't got time to be listening to rapper shit, though. Like, I don't be...
Off the rapper shit, though, just real quick. Then what would be your definition? Is telling on something that you have nothing to do with or... What's your definition of a snitch?
What do you mean? Telling is...
Snitch.
Got everything to do with the lifestyle you live, first of all.
Facts.
Like, I mean, we can't talk about the everyday working person going to work every day, paying her bills, and she a tax-paying citizen. She don't abide by those rules. We can't say that, man, I shot this nigga around the block and the fucking old lady around the corner is snitching. Like, that's not her life. Now, if you live in a certain type of lifestyle, you out here doing shit to niggas. Like, if you... You shoot niggas, and then when the nigga shoots you, you telling like you can't do that. Like,
you and your man
go do something, and then to get a lesser sentence or get out of it, you put it on your man. That's all in the realms of telling, though. So, I mean, I was just trying to get a clear understanding of what's happening right now in real time.
That's good. That's
you
good.
Know what I mean?
I was trying to get an understanding too.
Yeah.
Danny, what's your definition?
I heard
of
from
snitch,
Danny
like?
All night.
Daniel.
I know. I don't got nothing to say.
Ella.
You don't got no breakdown of a snitch? Or
I don't. I mean, I think his questions actually summed it up. Like, basically.
You just volunteering information.
That's it.
Volunteering information. If it got nothing to fucking do with you, it's not your business. It's not up to you to give information on that. You don't know. You do not know.
But you know, a lot of people snitching these days, to be honest, are street dudes, and these are dudes that'll still shoot you. Don't get it twisted. But these days, that
been going on for the longest, man.
Yeah, but now it's more.
It's just more now because
the snitches are walking around the hood still getting haircuts,
still getting love because
they still get love.
It's more now because nobody cares.
Oh, snitching okay? No,
man. It's nobody cares. What happens is that. That small fraction of so-called real street niggas is so small, and it's become even smaller. The niggas that hold on to that ethic and that rule is so small. The rest of the world don't give a fuck. Even the niggas that's outside chasing after a few dollars, they don't give a fuck. Nobody gives a fuck. It's no real code. It's no real moral. It's no real understanding. It's no real principle. And it's nobody enforcing it. It's no. It's because it's just wild, wild west. Like, it's like, why should I even live with a principle? I don't give a fuck. Like, my brother just came home from doing 2 decades behind a nigga, partially behind a nigga that was like that. A nigga that will shoot you and kill you, but still rat on you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, he didn't have no problem coming to get you if he had to. If he didn't have no problem coming to send for you. If you put yourself in a situation where he could get up on you, he ain't had no problem doing that.
Right.
But if you caught him, then he ain't had no problem going to the police neither.
Right.
So now it's just nobody just cares. Nobody gives a fuck. Everybody is just concerned in their own business, in their own world. Everybody's trying to be lit. Everybody mm-hmm. want to be a rapper. Everybody want to be famous.
Yeah. Yep.
Nobody give a fuck. Right. Nobody give a fuck.
Right. A lot of people. You know, a lot of people favorite movies and name themselves after a lot of these characters that were snitches, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a little weird to me, too. From the DJs, the rappers, you know, a lot of people are named after people that, you know.
What? Because nobody cares, man.
Paperwork's in Jersey, I
guess. Nobody, nobody cares. Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Yeah. That sound like Sonny shit. Bronx nobody town. Cares. Nobody cares, man.
And the people,
at the end of the day, nobody
the people,
cares, man.
Right. The people that care are so few that you don't even really hear their voices. Like, it's so few.
That
so,
it won't. It doesn't even make you nervous because it's...
It's like throwing a rock
right.
in an ocean.
Right.
Right? It's like throwing a cup of water in the ocean. Does it make a difference? Like, you take that cup of water, you filled it up, and you just threw it in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. It's like, did it make a splash? Nobody really gives a fuck. Niggas accept anything. Niggas accept anything. You could catch any... If a nigga popping enough, he could do anything.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact.
If a nigga popping enough, he could lay down with boys, lay down with animals. He could do whatever. He could do whatever.
And he got a pass.
That's a fact. Nigga popping enough, he could do with anything. They talk about it for a little while, then it'll get old, and then he's whatever. He could beat his bitch, like cross country, whatever. Like, he could do whatever you want to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not gonna matter.
Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. Because we know a few famous people that have done such things, and you know. Females don't care, but let your broke ass try it. And guess what? You ain't getting no more pussy. Believe that. Broke dudes can't do shit, man.
That's a fact,
man. You gotta get money, man.
But the thing is, you got these fake niggas who acting like they got money and they really broke.
Until you see they child support $75.
Yeah, then you but be you like, that's a side check.
Yeah, that shit is crazy. But broke dudes can't do shit. Broke dudes, you don't get away with nothing, my G. It's fucked up. I'm one of y'all too. Don't get twisted. I ain't saying like. Y'all in a different realm than I am. I'm one of y'all too. This shit's fucked up for us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think dry snitching the same thing as flat out snitching.
What?
Dry snitching.
What's that?
Indirectly giving like hints of something that occurred.
But you're not saying it, but you're pointing
you're
in the direction.
You're not saying
that's
it, but you're
snitching.
Pointing.
Yeah, that's information.
Black over here, you know.
Yeah. I'm not saying the person who did it has a black hoodie on.
I ain't gonna right. point to nobody.
That, like, a snitch is a stitch. I think it's a snitch.
They want to feel better about snitching. That's like a girl saying, oh, if you nut in 2 minutes, then the body don't count. You know what I mean? You want to feel like less of a hoe. I
don't
get
give a fuck.
You know
I got the head in. I did it,
dog.
I fuck,
shorty. But you know, chicks be coming up with their own shit. You know?
And that's it. I got the pussy. You gonna say I didn't?
That's
once you cross the
threshold, but they don't be counting it.
Threshold.
I'm counting
it. I'll be
that's
honest. They don't be
counting
it.
That body.
Chicks be like, yo, now I only slept with 5 people. How did you come up with this number? But she's talking about the 5 people she remembers that left an impression that was the most memorable. You know what I mean? Black was in and out, so she probably left me out of that. You know what I mean? But what I'm saying is that all them things matter. Definitely factor right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
March 9th, Club Taj.
That boy is...
He promote his
all
shit.
All day.
He'll play.
You in there, man. Big money that night.
Dry snitching is just being upfront is all snitching. It don't matter how you put it, how you word it. you're telling on somebody, if you're directing somebody, if you saying...
What brought about this conversation? Was it the whole Troy Ave situation? What brought about this?
Nah, that was just a topic.
That was
the topic.
You just give them random ass topics.
Yeah, but that...
We wasn't going to touch that.
Yeah. Oh, y'all wasn't going to touch that? What? Wasn't going to touch what?
We wasn't going to touch Troy Ave at all.
Oh. I'm sorry.
We was going around that. Yeah. That's why we paused when you said it. Everybody's
like, "Arr."
Damn, fuck it. Stop the tape. Let's do it again.
We really
I fucked up.
That's damn. Cool. It's cool. It was general questions.
Well, it was a question because I just didn't know. I didn't know what was happening.
Nah, fuck it. It's already past that. We just freestyling up here. Why you think, remember when back in the day when Cam did that no snitching joint, he said it was a rapist next door. He wouldn't tell, blah, blah, blah. Why you think he caught so much flack then? About that,
but it's like what I said. The people in the world, middle America, society, they don't understand that. Only our world understands that. So when you on national television, you're not speaking to our world. You speaking to middle America. You speaking to the universe. They like, what the fuck is he saying? Like, so you kind of make yourself look a little funny because they don't get it. Majority of people don't get it. The average person is not a violent one. The average man is not violent.
Right.
You understand?
Are you violent?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Hell no.
Well, you did slap Young Bird.
That ain't violence.
You slapped him.
That's right. That's not a violence. And that happened so long ago that it didn't even happen. Like, bad. Honestly, like, you know, this is not about me.
I was just saying.
That was your problem. What the fuck is you like? You bugging?
So you think it's officially dead? Like, so that no snitching rule, might as well, since it's very small, like you said, like percentage of people that are actually going to live by, like that principle should might as well just be dead.
No, it should never be dead. But I'm just telling you, I'm just being honest that the percentage of people that's speaking it are so small compared to the rest of the population. Mm-hmm. That's why nobody's understanding. And then we living in a time where nobody gives a fuck. Mm-hmm. These little niggas outside right now, you think they give a fuck? Nice. Niggas is saying, look, he ain't snitch on me. Mm-hmm.
They have no clue. You watch First 48, you see that shit all the time. I see a nigga tell a nigga sneaker size.
Like,
nigga toe down to his sneaker size. Like, he wear size 11. He bought my sneakers to do the shooting.
I can't believe it.
Baby, stress.
You know that was a joke.
No, it was a trick question. I'm not answering shit.
Trick question.
Should I be?
Man, a lot of these girls in the comments want to know: are you single? What's going on with your relationship life? Should they DM you or not?
They should DM me, but DM me knowing that they're very presentable, right? Mm. Don't be presentable. Don't send me, you know, you sucking on shit. I don't want to see your fat ass.
Right.
Little hole, like I don't want, like
save some stuff know, for save, later.
Yeah, please. Like you know, but yeah, I'm in a relationship.
Hold on, time out now. Mm-hmm,
time out.
Face mask, time out. Yeah.
Nigga said send it.
It's a package deal. Like you get me and her. Like no.
So the question was, should they DM you? Right?
They DM me. It's a free country.
And then
you can't stop nobody from DM. That's what he's saying.
Don't DM me with no bullshit and be pretty elite. Like, don't be with the bullshit. Like, some of y'all just chill the fuck out. You ain't got no business DMing niggas.
Like, hold on to the wholeness. Like, we already know like, what you want to do.
They got
to
shoot
be a hoe, but be a nice looking hoe, man.
Be a nice looking hoe. It's levels be, of being
yeah,
a hoe.
Yeah, like, just some of the shit in my DMs, I was like,
why are you here?
That I would even, like, what? Really?
They got to
like,
shoot their shot. Some of the shit you shot, you don't take.
My nigga. Like,
100% of the shots you don't take. Put
just
it on
be,
a shirt.
Be dope. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Be nice. Mm-hmm. Don't ask me no stupid ass questions. Right. You know? For real.
Did you see Black Panther?
Yeah, loved it.
That's what's up. That was a good
I was originally born in Wakanda.
Here we
that's
go.
Oh boy.
I'm
here
from
go.
There. No, yo, honestly, you didn't know that.
Okay.
You got any like future movies set up? Like we seen you kill Pac
yeah.
and shit. That's kinda maybe feel
kill
a kind of way.
Shit. Niggas like you.
Oh, you shot him. You shot him.
Clap that in the street.
That's just
like,
foul. That's foul though. You know what I'm saying? That's my guy.
Fan. Yeah, I'm a super Pac fan.
Why you shoot him then? I wouldn't even took that rose. You see that? Fucking Brooklyn shit,
B. Listen, let me tell you, Pac, I don't know how much you know about me, but if you know anything about me, you know Pac, one of my favorites. Like,
that's the GOAT for me.
Like, I'm a Pac fan to the core. But that was the role, and that's what it was. Like, for me, it was just like, damn.
Yeah.
It's just crazy, like, to even be a part of the movie, so.
And Son looked just like him, too. The dude that played him, he really looked just like him. Yeah, I was on set, like. He really
and every time we had to shoot that scene like 50 times, and I was getting rough with the nigga, and I was like, "Are you alright, my nigga?" Like,
so you got anything? Any other movies lined up?
I had some other shit. I shot some. I had the Tales. I don't know if you saw the Tales. I did the Tales on BT. I just did some stuff for Ball Alert. You know, I got a new script I'm looking at right now, so I'm doing more.
You want to try to take like acting seriously more than like music now?
It's not one or the other. It's a hustle. And then, as soon as we stop forgetting that all these things are hustles, then we doing ourselves a disservice. I wasn't a rapper. So I willed myself here. I never rapped.
Oh, you never, like, grew up rapping and shit?
Nah, my nigga, I could tell this nigga don't know no shit about me. Right,
this nigga right here. He never rapped. He was in jail.
I never rapped.
Became a rapper.
Never rapped.
Rapping would help them pass some of his time.
Yeah.
And then never rapped. First my album, he got one of the biggest records with, Above.
Yeah, I know that.
But even more importantly than that, I just believe in putting things out in the universe. I believe in being a hustler. Like, I went to prison at an early age, and I kind of grew up there, and that's when I started rapping. So when I came home, I kind of made that happen. Same thing with acting or any one of my, you know, ventures, any other thing that I got going on. Like, I got a sneaker with Fila that's dropping in April.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up.
That's dope.
That's dope, man.
Super dope, you know?
You're not getting a pair. I just wore my pair of sneakers.
You're not getting a pair.
How did most artists of your stature usually, I would say, use up and coming artists,
right?
And never give them credit. But right. I noticed on this album,
right.
Georgie Danny is featured on two records, and she actually got the credit. Her name is there, which I felt like was a big thing, was dope, and raised my level of respect for you, to be honest.
Oh, most shit. People don't Thank do you, that. Man.
But how did... I mean, you know, raise black success gives you respect, you know.
Yeah, then I'm really lit.
Yeah, really lit.
Fucking lit.
How did that come about with you and Georgie and her jumping on those two songs?
Georgie been around me since she was 2 years old. Now, Georgie been around me for a long time, over 10 years. And she's always been family to me. And then when I was working on, I think, my second album, she's always been in the studio with me, and then she was just like, yo, I be writing little stuff. And I'm like, really? And then I'm the type of nigga that I don't care where the dopeness comes from. If you know how to make a beat and it's dope, I'm fucking with it. You telling me your mom's or your grandma's not make a beat and it's dope, I'm fucking with it. You telling me your little nephew got a hook, it's dope, I'm fucking with it. I don't care where the dopeness come from. Long as it's dope and it sounds good and I can mesh with it, then I'm good. She started showing me things in the studio that made me say, oh, shit. She got some shit. But she was scared. She didn't want to be an artist back then. And I used to tell her, yo, just keep going and all that. I mean, but it's just in me to just be true like that. Like, I ain't... It don't cost me nothing. And I'm not losing nothing just to put your name on it. I want to see you shine because it may be a time when you may be able to help me. That's and that just, I mean, that been me from day one. Any artist I ever dealt with that wasn't in a position like me or before me. You understand? If I could help a nigga, I will.
That's what's up. That was dope.
He just basically said he loves me. That's basically
that's
what he
not
said.
Yeah, but you're doing nice. You doing records that's not clear though.
So what new projects are you working on?
Yeah, well, I got my sneaker dropping. That's gonna be crazy. And I'm trying to finish KOB 4 to drop with it around the same time. That's becoming a process though, because I'm not done. And April is right around the corner. So the stuff that you want to drop now, the stuff that you want to drop in April is supposed to really be done now. Because we really in March now. So that's coming. You know, I got this documentary I'm finishing up. That's so crazy. And that's a whole nother side of me because people don't even really know I'm that fucking smart. Right?
Can you share a little bit about the documentary or...
I'm shooting a documentary on this, I don't know how much y'all know about the strip club culture in New York, But I've been, I don't know if y'all understand the uniqueness.
Oh, you were serious about that shit?
About what?
About the strip club documentary and shit.
Nigga, we almost done.
Wow.
We editing now.
Wow.
We shooting the whole, we shot the whole year.
Wow. I grew up in there.
You grew up in there. Yeah. I like where you at, man. Yes. I like where you at. Yes. And you look, you little alky too. I like
where
you
at.
You buy bottles and
shit. Put me right next to me.
This nigga's crazy. Yeah. No, but yeah, it's a serious dynamic that's different than any other place in the United States of America. Like here in New York City, you know, the patrons and the customers and the people that go into the strip clubs don't actually come for the dancers. They come for the bartenders. The bartenders are who become popular here in New York City, yeah, and become, mm-hmm, big enough to, you know, even start hosting at other places. They getting big. They become like celebrities. Facts. A lot of them are celebrities, and it is what it is. And I was just the first person to kind of really notice it and kind of really want to document the culture behind it, and you know how it started, you know, the, you know, how it derived, where we at with it today, the stripper versus bartender element, the plastic surgery element.
Big. Yeah, it's really big. Big, especially so working big.
Maybe having
strip
beef
club. I could tell you that's a big thing because, yeah, it's like a conflict of interest.
Yeah.
Are you serving drinks or are you stripping? Because the bartenders are shaking their ass.
Right.
And they take it once.
But it's a difference in perspective though, because if you look at it from the bartender's perspective, is the bartender is the attraction. Hands down. The bartender is the attraction. These girls, some of these girls got hundreds of thousands of followers, right? Dudes are fans of this. They have clients that come to specifically see them, to specifically throw money on them. How can you be mad at that, right? That's the thing. So that's the culture that was created in New York. You can't be mad at the bartender for receiving that love because that's what it was created here. Mm-hmm. But also, the bartender is like a promoter too, mm-hmm, because they gotta get on their social media. They gotta promote. They gotta, you know, make
they
sure
they
niggas.
They own flyer.
Remember the time when like chicks would like keep that shit on the hush, not like
keep what on the hush.
Quiet about being a bartender, a stripper. Like now, you know, they on their page busting it open all the time. Like, well, before that shit used to be like secret society. Like, hey, I bartend at night or whatever.
Well, bartending, you mean, what kind of bartending are you talking about?
Same type. Like,
well, this bartending that we talking about just started, what, 2012?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Just
star-tender
didn't,
type shit.
Right.
Yeah.
It started with star tenders. It did not exist. Right. So when you talked about bartending, you talked about real bartending in, mm-hmm, like bars.
Mixologists.
Like, yeah, because they go to school.
Someone that can work anywhere.
Yeah.
Right. We're not talking about that type of bartending. We talking about the urban.
They really don't know how to make
drinks.
Rum and
coke. We talking
about. And they still can't make that shit.
We talking about the urban strip club, New York City bartenders, the popular bartenders, the girls that every, you know, niggas is coming to see, you know, they like celebrities. So that started in 2012. But to answer your question, yeah, and that's funny that you say that, because that's kind of how it started. Because when Instagram came out, starlets was just like revamping, right? Like Perfections was you know, was what it was, right? Mm-hmm. Starlets started promoting their bartenders in unison. Like, they was taking professional photos with them in the same outfit, and they was promoting them. Mm-hmm. Then the girls was promoting from their page, so they was promoting the club because they couldn't promote the dancers, because at this point, dancers didn't want everybody knowing that they was dancers. Mm-hmm. So they promoted the bartenders to help bring in the crowd, and that shit ballooned. It became the culture that we see today. So now when you go to Cityscapes or you go to Sugar Daddy's or Lust, mm-hmm, you see the attention is on the bar. Yeah. Niggas don't even want to be in VIP no more. The bar is VIP.
That's
a fact.
That's crazy.
You was in City Saints last night, right? Doing a little documentary.
Nah. I was there on my rap time, but yeah, I was there two nights ago, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I was gonna say there's kind of a flip side to that, because I actually bartend as well. And like, I'm just gonna say from a bartender perspective, who actually knows quite some of the girls who actually work in strip clubs and go to strip clubs, I have what you call a home bar, as in I have a place where I am every week. People come to me. You know Tanya's going to be there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so we come to see Tanya, whatever. I have regular customers who come and give me tips. Now, there are startenders who have their customers come for them, but there are also other girls who work there who don't make a penny as well. Like, you work at certain strip clubs, it costs, just the outfit alone, it's like $150, $200 per night. And you already got to just pay for that off rip. So now you're going in working negative $150 or negative $200. You got to make that back. And if you don't hustle your ass off, you might not make that. A lot of girls go home with $0 or go home owing. So there's also that dynamic to consider where the competition is. That's why these girls got to go hard. If you see a bottle show with 20, 30 bottles coming out, one girl getting that check. It's not being divided up. So that's why that's why booking information is important. That's why it's hit me for this reservation. You know, come and ask for me at the bar because the money comes to her.
You work at the strip club?
I worked twice at a strip club, but I didn't like what's the name of strip club? Somewhere in Queens. But I didn't like how it was set up money-wise. Because it's either you hit or you miss. I didn't like that risk. And there are a lot of girls out here on the gram or whatever who really don't make bread. They honestly go home with $0.
Hold on. Not to cut you off and not to... Like, I've been really in this culture. Like, really in it. Like, documented. Like a mad scientist, right? So it's like, it ain't too many of them. Not the popular ones, not the hot ones that ain't making no money. These girls living in River Road. These girls living in Jersey. These girls is driving Range Rovers, BMWs, watches on. Like, these girls is making a living. They making a living.
And those are the hustlers. Those are the ones who built their following. Those
that's
are the ones who have
coming
the...
To see.
That's yeah, the ones people coming to see. That's the one who market themselves. Those are the ones who deserve it. Those are the ones that count. But that's
right.
And that's the ones that count. But on the flip side, there's also that other part.
That's all up right here.
There's also a misconception that all strippers and all bartenders is making this ridiculous amount of money.
That's what I'm saying.
And a lot of women think that, you know, they shouldn't have to work anymore. Working 9 to 5 is now played out because all the strippers, they say hoes are winning. They're not.
They've been winning.
Keep your job. I mean, it depends on what level hoe you at. You can't be an ugly hoe. Ugly hoes ain't winning.
Nah.
Not at all.
You know what I mean?
But it's a way to fix that ugliness nowadays.
It is.
Surgeon can get you together.
But the right surgeon could get you together, but you got to maintain it. You know what I mean?
And you still got to hustle.
You
still
got
to market yourself.
But if
you
something
happens
to your fucking Rolex, you're going to be tight unless you got insurance. You're going to be tight because bringing that shit right back to Torno, they're going to be like, all right, cool, send that $4,000. You like, hold up. I paid $8. I ain't gonna give you $4 to fix it. So that's what it is to get your body done. So a lot of people just have that misconception that all strippers and bartenders make money. As a guy that's on scene, I would tell you that is not true. And most of them take the train home. You know what I mean?
It's a lie.
And it's a lie. You know what I mean? Some of them ask me for a ride home, and you know,
in twin.
My car twin is not doing it. You know?
Oh, just checking. I was about to ask. That was my follow up question.
But Mano, you just came out with a video yourself, Jacque Davies.
Yeah.
You shot it in New York City. It looked like it was Times Square. Yeah. Tell us about that. Tell people what to click on the YouTube for they can know what to look at.
Just go watch the shit.
Great
<Serious.
promo. laughs>
You know? It's called Bag Talk. Yeah. Dope, super dope record. You know? Video just dropped, last week?
Last week. You guys got some good jackets on.
Yeah, some I'll keep it good. I'm a jacket connoisseur. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like I love jackets more than anything else. Yeah. I'm a jacket nigga. Like
jacket can make the outfit.
It does.
Yeah.
Because you could have a plain black tee on.
A little chain.
You know,
a jacket.
Whether you got a chain or not, but like some jeans. Nobody even cares about what you're your feet and your jacket is the most important thing. That's it.
You get away with murder.
Everything, jacket. Right. Feeding jacket. Jacket means murder.
She busted it open for feeding jacket.
You think in today's hip-hop world, it's hard to catch the mainstream, like, radio buzz, like, again?
What do you mean?
Like, the Hot 97s, the 105s, the rotation. Like, if you put out, I'm saying, like you said, you put out a fire song, and then you're like, damn, why that shit ain't clicking? Why ain't catching like that?
I don't say that.
Maybe you may say that because you may not understand. But it always, nowadays, the radio to me should be last. The radio is not the place where
strip club records go buzz too.
That's right, but the radio is not radio the place.
Don't matter. No
more. Right, where people are finding new music. Yeah. The average person right now is not listening to FM radio to find new music. The shit that they playing, they already got on their playlist. Niggas is on their Spotify, their Apple Music, they on their playlist. That's so fine. That being understood, it kind of radio. I'm not gonna say it's obsolete, but it's moving towards that place where they're not the first no more. So they're not breaking records like that in the first place. Secondly, to answer your question, to have that mainstream radio support that you're talking about is to have backing, and you have like a marketing budget or like a record label behind you. That's when you have those things. My biggest records didn't work because they was dope. They worked because I had the machine behind me. So it's not about the quality of the record. It's sometimes having the pieces on your board the right way. So now if they spending $150,000 on your record and it's a dope record,
you're going to hear it all day.
A lot of times you're going to hear that shit all day. Yeah. It's a difference than being able to have $150,000, $200,000 behind your record, right? And you got a corporate machine behind you, opposed to having to do it on your own.
Don't it seem like a lot more like artists is going the indie route though, because they know they can make more money, and then you know.
Yeah, well, it all depends. It depends. I mean, I frankly feel like I'm a nigga that does very well in the place that I'm in. You understand, like. A lot of these niggas, they only popping because you see the marketing dollars behind them. But when you take that, when you strip them from that, who gonna come outside and really play? When you don't got nothing, I'm doing the most with nothing. Mm-hmm. I do the most with just my team. You understand? So when you look at niggas that, and you say, I hear this nigga shit all the time, and he part of a corporate machine. If you took that corporate machine from that artist, is he the same artist?
Question.
That's a fact. That's a good question. And just to bounce off of the actual radio thing that you just mentioned, Friday on Hot 97, basically, they were kind of like begging, like kind of. And I'm a fan of Hot 97 for many different reasons. Mano did the car show, DJ Magic car show, and so on and so forth. And we definitely appreciate you for coming out to the hometown, Coney Island and shit. But they were kind of begging Drake to come to their show. And it was like weird. It was like some weirdo shit. Like Rosenberg was really on some, I don't like Drake video. He giving away the money. I would have did it this way. I would have did it this way. And they were trying to create any kind of narrative to like will him in and want to come to the show to explain himself. And him and Ebro was going back and forth. So I would definitely say like radio was not number one anymore. That used to be
type of artist, you ain't gotta do like they said. Rihanna don't do shows.
But I mean, interviews like even artists that fucking break 6ix9ine
but if you
he didn't go to the radio yet.
Right, but if you look at
he ain't gonna do no interview.
Didn't do no major,
but I mean, like
did,
all his shit is on there. Like when you hear that, you hear Cardi.
But you gotta look at it like this though, and this is what you. I don't know if you really understanding what he's saying is that before you heard those records on the radio. They was already hot on the internet. Yeah. Mm. The power behind 6ix9ine record didn't start on Hot 97.
Nah.
His by the time Hot 97 was playing it, it was already hot because it was already viral.
I heard that shit on Facebook.
They kinda had no choice but to play.
It was viral.
It was viral on Facebook.
That's my point.
That's
like,
what I heard. I seen the video before in the song.
By the time they was playing Bobby Shmurda, it was already hot. By the time Young M.A., it was already hot. So what does that tell you? That radio is not number one no more, and that's just the world we live in.
It's even taken away from the DJ, honestly. Mm-hmm. That's why DJs are getting so many artists, and they want artists.
Because it's hard to break records. A DJ, like if you give your record to a DJ and he play it, it's not going to change your life. Mm-mm. But if your record somehow could catch some virality to it and you could spark some interest online, then you might have some legs with that. All those records that we talking about that came from this city or any city in the last 5 to 6 years come from the internet.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Alright. Lastly, do you have any shows or anything coming up? Something I'm saying people could come check out.
Man, that's I thought this was some real talk shit. We talking about some regular interview shit right there. Like,
we want you to finish.
People are still interested. Yeah, we moving around, my nigga. We all
we wrapping up, so we trying to make sure they can find you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Tell them I'm gonna be in the city near them. Straight up.
It's on Facebook.
Oh, that,
but is there any advice you would give for, like, let's say up and coming artists? What I tell a lot of up and coming artists.
Damn, you niggas is fucking me up right now. I thought we was having like real talk. This is real talk.
You know why?
I thought we was talking some real. We started off good, man.
No, listen, listen. We're going strong, and I'm gonna tell you why. Because a lot of artists are thinking that because they got a good song, that they shouldn't have to pay for shows, they shouldn't have to pay to do certain things.
I see your angle though. You a promoter.
I mean, my angle is always. But my thing is this: it's give or take.
I
it's
never paid for no the, shows though, man.
But it's either you can bring the people out, or you got to pay.
That's you promoters hustle now.
I mean,
I'm seeing it, and I'm not knocking it. Is what it is. I don't know that business. But I notice every time I'm in anytime I'm in a New York City urban strip club, there's an artist, a young artist, a new artist, aspiring artist, on the stage rapping. In the DJ booth rapping, and I'm hearing that they're paying to be able to do that.
They do.
That is a hustle.
It is a hustle.
You niggas is hustling the rappers.
Well, I would say they are, because I don't do that. But they are hustling the rappers. All right,
well, and the promoters, not you per se.
And if there's an opportunity there, then what's wrong with that?
Well, here's the thing, though. And it's just my perspective.
Yes.
Just my perspective. I don't think it works. It does not work. Now, I wouldn't allow no artist that I'm working with to ever do nothing like that. It does not work. The girls that's in the club are not paying attention. They mind is on their money. The people that's in there is not paying attention. And it's been done for so long. Every time you go to a club in the city, it's a nigga rapping on stage that is oversaturated. Every time I turn around, it's a nigga with a mic in his hand. It used to be a time when 7-8 years ago, we was doing that to help break our records. Now it's oversaturated. Yeah. Now I'm not knocking a nigga hustle, but I'm just saying what it is. I don't think it works. I don't think that nobody's leaving home after they done seen A, B, and C on stage performing a record that they don't know. I don't think that nobody's going home and saying, damn, what was that record?
I don't think so either. But in the era of social media, people will pay for those 60 seconds.
Niggas will pay for anything.
So at the end of the day, you know,
niggas will pay for anything.
If you want to buy $10 water in the club, who am I not to sell it?
Right. I'm not, but I'm just letting you niggas know. That I'm hip to your hustle.
I already got. I'm good.
Niggas
y'all.
I just told somebody this the other day. These promoters in New York City is getting a grip. These niggas is crazy.
Some of them.
I bet.
A lot of broke. You know what I mean? A lot of broke. Some drive. Some take the train. But it don't matter. All I'm saying is, if you can sell it, you should sell it.
I'm not knocking nobody hustling. If it's a, And it's a fan for everybody, and it's a dollar for somebody else, right? Like, so it's like, if nigga willing to pay for that opportunity to get up there and do that, then look, hey, more power to you, man.
That's a fact.
You know?
All right, man. Yo, we just want to thank you for coming up, showing the Brown Holy Water team some love, man.
Yeah.
You got a little shout out to son you want to throw out real quick?
Man, that's type of
no
shit.
No love.
Man. Nigga, we don't.
Fuck it, all right.
We ain't shouting out niggas, what?
I don't know, man.
Nah, we don't do
you
that.
You say Mom Deuce. They shout Mom Deuce. Could have been her
that
birthday.
Shit for niggas that just starting, my nigga.
Man.
I be sitting here for 3 hours. We ain't doing that. Niggas that love me been loving me for all my life. We ain't shouting out nobody.
You gotta give a speech, baby. Come on, man.
We ain't shouting nobody. I know what it is.
We about to wrap up. Tanya, what's up, man? Throw your acknowledgements. No shout out.
I'm going to give a big acknowledgement to my cookie. Y'all know Level cookie. Up Wash is up, man.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it always gets people to say that. But shout out to my cookie. Shout out to I'm gonna say it again. There's a story behind the name.
I respect that. I just would not like to be referred to.
But there's a story. You don't know the story. That's why.
I'm with you though. He's me and you. We good.
I'm cookie. Just... He's cookie. It works out.
Call him daddy. Call him daddy.
I call him daddy when it's necessary. I really do call him daddy too when it's necessary. Just so you know.
I'm just saying.
He gets called daddy when he has to get called daddy.
Get your little shot.
The time limit for daddy. I'm like daddy all day. Like what? Is it like only in the bedroom for daddy? What?
I want to move back a little bit. Let that energy touch. Yeah,
let it touch.
But it's all good. Power to the people, man. Black Panther, Wakanda, like. You know.
All this, y'all gotta still pay to jump on stage, man. Don't let me no point. March night,
club. Send that bread.
Send that bread on time.
Daddy, you had it.
I don't got nothing to say. Can I say what I gotta say?
I didn't even finish my shit. I didn't even finish my shit.
Exactly. Shout out to Mano for coming in. Shout out to everybody. Y'all can follow me on Instagram at your favorite tomboy. I'm here. Thank you.
What? Yo, shout out to my sister. It's her birthday, man. Happy birthday, Nene.
That's birthday.
How you do. This was about. I ain't gonna shout out the whole 40 P's or none of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just gonna shout out my sister.
Yo,
Mano, thank you for coming.
Y'all
shout out to you, my brother.
Coney
thank
Island,
you.
Brooklyn zone. Gressy and Twin for the win. March 9th, I meet you at Club Taj. Yave Tequila, Yandy Smith in the building. Boris, you play the video. Y'all already know what it is. We out.
Y'all been waiting too long, so I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. Know we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, dropping black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Hurry the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping.